As soon as the doors of the Anchorage Baptist Temple opened before the service at noon today, a steady stream of people flowed through the two entrances. KSKA's Len Anderson collected a few of their reflections as they were in line.
And I'm Mike Hunt, and I'm wearing a uniform of the Air Transport Command, Army Air Corps, 1942. I flew the hump with Senator Stevens, although I didn't know him then. Flew Lend-Lease airplanes to the Russians in Fairbanks during the war. Came back in 47 and started a non-scheduled airline. And he also appointed my son to West Point. Our paths have crossed several times. A great man.
Ted Stevens was, I believe, neither a Republican or a Democrat when he saw the people. It didn't matter if it was a village of 65 people or this community, largest community here in Anchorage.
The thing I appreciated, he didn't agree with everything we asked for, but he told us. He told us like it is. We sought some help legislatively, and he said it's not going to work. I can't get the support, and that's one of the things we respect is honesty.
My name is Ray Ward. I've known Senator Stevens since I was a little boy. I remember when we were kids, and we used to help him campaign. He would see us in the office, and he would pick us up and play with us sometime, and we would run around in the neighborhood and say, vote for Uncle Teddy, vote for Uncle Teddy.
He always had room in his office to greet people from quote-unquote back home. And back home was everywhere in the state. And he had this feeling that, hey, we came into this statehood thing rather late, and we've got a lot of catching up to do. And he really talked for basic needs of the people of this state. It was wonderful. So he'll be missed, and he'll be remembered.
Roy Burkhart and I live in Willow, Alaska. We've known Senator Stevens and his family since 1961. So I think what made him great, and a lot of the other ones, the old timers, was Alaska was their number one priority. Their personal ambitions were secondary. Alaska was number one. And we're losing too many of them like that. That's too bad.
Those were thoughts from some of the people who attended Senator Stevens' funeral today in Anchorage.